I just saw a piece this morning, and it talked about the resumption of construction of this very ambitious, tall building in Saudi Arabia called the Jeddah Tower, which by my estimation, if I'm just doing the math on this right, would be as tall as the Sears or now Willis Tower, stacked on top of another entire Willis Tower, and then drop on top of that the Wrigley Building. And it said in the story I was reading, architect Adrian Smith is the mastermind behind the design, heads up the skyscraper specialist studio Adrian Smith and Gordon Gill Architecture of Chicago. Pete reached out and got Gordon Gill to say hello, the partner at Adrian Smith, the aforementioned. Thanks for joining us. How are you? Welcome to the show.
Good morning. How are you? Thanks for having me.
Exciting times in your world, huh?
They are. That's for sure.
So is that true? I mean, can you just catch us up then, Gordon, real quick on the construction of this building, the timeline? Tell us a little bit about what's happening over there.
Sure. I was just listening to your math a little bit. So I think your math is pretty close. Yeah, the tower is over a kilometer, and so it is more than twice the height of Willis.
Wow.
The timeline that we have right now is that construction has resumed, so we're very excited about that, and is scheduled to be completed around 2028. So, you know, we're back in the throes of things with that group, and we're very excited about it.
This had a stop and then start for, among other reasons, the pandemic. How long ago did you all first hear about this, you know, put in the bid to be the architects on it? I mean, when did this project begin for you here in Chicago?
Well, we were undercover for about 4 years, from 2010 to about 2014. We worked on this for 4 years and didn't tell our soul. So we're very good at keeping secrets for our clients in terms of confidentiality. So it's been about 15 years, and, you know, it did stop and start. The pandemic really kind of put a damper on a lot of things. But it's back, and yeah, in full swing.
What's that pitch like? What do they say to you? We want a tall building, or we want a building to look like X? I mean, what did they ask you to do?
Yeah. Well, they kind of come to you, and kind of not just us. They came to a number of international
right.
firms and kind of position themselves as, you know, seeking to do the world's tallest building. And in that sense, they kind of describe the uses. It's primarily residential. It has hotel and office. It's part, you have to understand, it's part of a much larger master plan complex. So this is an entire city that the Jeddah Tower will kind of be the catalyst for. And so they give you this context. They ask you to think about how to make this building as efficient as possible and to exceed world's current tallest building, which, as you know, is Burj Khalifa that Adrian designed when he was at SLM.
Yeah.
And he's in Dubai. So they give you an outline. It's not necessarily very detailed, but because we have a lot of experience doing these things, the dialogue starts immediately. And as you're doing the competition, you then begin to refine the solution.
Is there a height at which you can't go any higher? Is there a point where either the materials or the crust of the earth, I don't know, the wind, is there a reason that you can't go any higher?
Well, we've recently published a book on super tall and mega tall, and we asked the question, how tall can we go? There are a host of reasons that kind of manage the reality behind these buildings. They're primarily physics as well as financial. So as you begin to put the buildings on the market at this scale, you're looking at, you know, 2 to 3 million square feet of real estate or more.
Oh, yeah.
As you start to get taller and bigger, you know, we've done buildings that have 10 million square feet of real estate. And, you know, so to bring that to the market at one single time is really a large offer. So it gets very challenging. But we have models in the office, if you ever choose to swing by, if we're up to a mile. And, you know, the science is there, the technology is there. It's really a question of, you know, feasibility, practical solutions, and really if the market is interested or not.
Right, because you have to find people then who, you know, in addition to the novelty of it, want to live 200 stories
right.
up, takes
That's right.
How long to commute? And then you go, oh, now the dog's got to pee. Now I got to go down a mile, let the dog run around for a little bit.
Well, if the dog's got to do that, we'd probably figure out ways to do that for you where you don't have to go all the way down. So, you know, in one of the buildings that we did here probably 10 years or so ago, it was really three towers that were bridged together. And it's really a kind of vertical and horizontal city. And so this community of living doesn't require you to go all the way down all the time. And you're right. It is a kind of shift in the way that people think and the way that people live. But I can tell you, you know, when you're up in these buildings at that height and you're looking out across the planet, it's an unbelievable experience. Unbelievable.
Is there a building in Chicago that you all like the best? Maybe one of your own, maybe Jeannie Gang, but is there a building or two that you would say, look at what Chicago can do? You know, what comes to mind is the St. Regis, but also I think Trump Tower is beautiful. I think our two anchors in the North and South, Willis and the Hancock, are fantastic. What catches your eye as an architect?
Well, I do admire Adrian's Trump Tower. I think that's in a contemporary way, just the way that is cited is so rich in the city. But there's no debate about Willis and Hancock. I actually was looking at, you know, stopped and looked at Hancock a little bit yesterday as I was walking up on Michigan Avenue just to admire it again, because those two buildings, I think, define the epitome of not just architectural elegance and kind of prowess, but also structural ingenuity. You know, you're looking at two very completely different systems that allowed us to, at the time, to get to those heights. And that's really what it's about. You know, I think a lot of people think that the architecture is really foremost and that, you know, it's all about form. And at these heights, it's absolutely not. The integration of structural engineering with the architectural form is what makes these buildings so absolutely beautiful. That's key. And if you really don't understand that from the outset, you can run into problems.
The images of the Jeddah Tower that you all are building are a long, tapered building, kind of in the shape of... You can cut me off if you like. You want to describe what it will look like to us?
Well, if you close your eyes and think of a elongated tripod, it's really got three legs. It's concave in the center, so it's almost like a folded airplane in some cases, paper airplane in some cases.
Right.
Standing on end. The three legs kind of accelerate at different rates, so they don't terminate at a single point. They actually terminate at three different heights, and that's actually to help us kind of confuse the wind at those heights. And so it's very simple in terms of its diagrammatic form. It's very slender. It's very efficient. It's kind of striking in its profiles. It has a textured body in the center of the three legs, which are really balconies for the residential. And then at the uppermost, about two-thirds the way up, there's an exterior deck that we'd be happy to walk out with you one day on and take a look at the city.
Yeah, I'd be happy to crawl out there with you sometime. Maybe if you're doing a media tour, please include me. Gordon, I want to catch up with you more about this down the road, but there was just some publications that were writing about this, and lo and behold, of course, Chicago would have his finger on it. It's nice to talk to you on the radio today. Continued success over there.
Thank you so much for having me. My pleasure.
Gordon Gill is a partner with Adrian Smith and Gordon Gill Architecture, and that building is called the Jeddah Tower in Saudi Arabia.